Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
WPHT HD WOGL HD3 Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Instructions to be read again. So that's what's happening right now in the court as they've been deliberating for about 4.5 hours right now. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. So the Trump trial jury deliberation, the judges rereading notes back to the jury. There was a question they had about, I guess, a phone call between Cohen and Pecker, and they also want to understand his instructions, which I told you again, go completely antithetical to the concept of a unanimous jury, because the judges allowing a 4-4-4 split of three potential crimes, a 4-4-4 split to add up to 12. It's something we've never, ever seen before in this country. It really is. And I want to know where all the civil libertarians on the left are. I really do. I want to know where they are. They should be screaming about this. Their hatred of Trump is so intense that they're going to allow this to happen where oh, she's stuck in, yeah, okay, Caroline's stuck in court, no problem. Where they're going to allow, for the first time in American recent history anyway, somebody to be found guilty in a criminal trial without having a unanimous jury? Their hatred for him is just that intense? What happened to liberty? What happened to innocent until proven guilty? What happened to all these things? It's funny, you know, I've been consistent on this notion of civil liberties forever, since I've been on the radio. Forever. I can't believe how many people who used to be civil libertarians have just completely abandoned all those principles because they got to stop Trump, no matter what it takes. Shred the Constitution, whatever it is. They got to stop Trump at any cost. Just amazing. It's scary. It really is very scary when you think about what they're capable of doing, what they're capable of giving up. And that is the notion of innocent until proven guilty by a unanimous jury, not 4-4-4, but 12 people unanimously saying somebody's guilty on a single charge. I'm amazed at this. But I guess I shouldn't be anymore, because the hatred of Donald Trump is so intense that it supersedes everything. Everything. All right. And then some of the things that they're saying, too. I mean, all these horrible things they're saying about Trump when Biden's in Philadelphia. And then the First Lady of the United States of America, Dr. Jill Biden, you have to say that by law. This notion of choosing good over evil. Hey, when did this become okay? When did it become okay to say, all right, you know, I may disagree with you politically, but now it's you're evil and your choices are evil and the person you back is evil. Like, when did we get to that place in America? Where are all the no labels people? Where are all the purple people who always talk about bipartisanship and compromise and reaching across the aisle? Where are they all condemning people and saying, you know what? Listen, we can agree politically. We can disagree politically. We can have our disagreements, but can we not ascribe people as being evil? Can we stop with the Nazi stuff? Can we stop with all this finally? Nope. You don't hear the no labels people saying that. You know why? Because their hatred. It was all BS. Because it was all BS. They never actually meant it. You know, I called these people frauds years ago. All the no labels, moderate purple people eater crowd. I said it then. I'll say it now. They're frauds. They're frauds, because they should be out there saying we should be able to disagree with each other politically without having to say that you're evil if you don't agree with me. You're evil if you back a different candidate. You are evil, and you're a Nazi, and you're Goebbels, and you're Hitler, and all these other things. I mean, this has become normal in America. I get associated with Goebbels now. Really, I tell you what. I'll make a deal with the left. How about this? Since June, we're about to start Pride Month, and I get to see rainbow flags for the next 30 days on everything. How about this? How about we make June Pride over defeating the Nazis month? And we can celebrate, say, the storming of the beaches in Normandy on June 6, 1944, for example, and make the whole month, since we don't even honor that with a day. And Memorial Day is one day. We're about to have a month of rainbow flags. In a country where nobody's oppressed because of their sexuality? I mean, nobody. You're free to be gay. You're free to get married if you're gay. You're free to work if you're gay. We don't have camps. Nobody's encamped. Nobody is. Why don't we instead, since we've kind of moved past this point now, and we don't need to spend an entire month celebrating people's sexuality and having rainbow soda cans and rainbow flags flying on buildings, why don't we instead say, okay, since America's moved past this now, how about we spend the month of June Pride for defeating Adolf Hitler and the Nazis month? Do you think the left would go for that? Probably not, right? Probably not. For two reasons. Number one, it would take away from all the rainbows. And number two, even though I'm sure there were some people who were gay that stormed the beaches of Normandy on June 6th, or at least died in World War II fighting the Nazis. But the other thing too is that then it would force the judge dismissed the jury? Okay, court is resuming at 9:30 a.m. The judge just dismissed the jury. Court will resume at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. Okay. So no verdict today. That's the breaking news. Right now at 4:10 p.m. on this Wednesday, there'll be no verdict this afternoon. The judge has dismissed the jury. The court will resume tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. Will we have a verdict tomorrow? I don't know. Will we have them by the end of the week? I don't know. Nobody knows. Anybody who pretends that they know, there's no idea. They have no idea. But what we do know, though, is that Trump could very well come out and speak. If he does, we'll take it live for you. And if and whenever Caroline is able to walk out, if she, I'm sure, will call in after the president speaks. But I just want to play you quickly what he said earlier today, because I think he's right about this point about Mother Teresa could not beat these charges. These charges are rigged. Well, I guess he might be walking out now, so I won't play that clip just yet. No, but I'm serious. For all the people that throw out the word Nazi all the time, why don't you join me in saying June is now Pride for Defeating the Nazi month? And instead of having, you know, Tuckett bathing suits at Target and Pride onesies for toddlers, infants, we spend the month celebrating the accomplishments of how the United States of America defeated the greatest evil of the 20th century, the Nazis. But again, the other reason why they wouldn't want to do that is because it also goes against their point that America is this terrible, awful, awful country. You know, the whole notion that we were founded in awfulness and we're awful today, that whole like defeating the Nazi thing really gets in the way of that talking point for them. So they don't like that either. So for those three reasons, they love the they want to see 30 days of rainbows, even though there's no one who's oppressed because they're gay in this country. Not a single person. No one in the United States of America is oppressed because they're gay. Not one. Number two is they don't want to have to give credit to they don't want to have to talk about Israel and the Jews. So that's the second reason why they wouldn't want to do it. Number three is they don't want to have to get away from the idea that America is awful. And if you talk about the fact that America defeated literally, not figuratively, but literally the single and figuratively, both Karine Jean-Pierre, both the single greatest evil of the 20th century, Adolf Hitler, that the United States of America, we did that. We did. And had it not been for us, by the way, to quote one of my favorite lines, you know, I'll be speaking German right now. Yeah, they don't want to do that. See, I rewatched Saving Private Ryan on Memorial Day. It's a great movie, and that movie should be mandatory viewing in high school. It really should. You want to know, it should be mandatory viewing, as violent as it is, because I want the young people of today to realize what the people who are their age, what they had to do in Normandy on June 6th. We're a few days away. Next week, we will talk about June 6th. You know, every year on June 6th, I make a point of talking about that the heroic invasion of Normandy. I talk about it every year, and I'll do so again this year. But it just occurred to me, we're about to get into Rainbow Month. And even though nobody's oppressed, we're going to spend an entire month on that. And it's all because of the left's agenda. It's entirely about that. And this is how, again, woke corporations can show how freaking woke they are, and they can turn around and show how woke they are, and they can cover up for the fact that, you know, their policies of capitalism are actually what the left hates, but the left will excuse them if they fly rainbow flags. It is such a con. It really is. The whole thing is such a con. But all the people who have called me Goebbels and called Trump Hitler, would you be cool with that if we made June, instead of Pride Month, Pride for Defeating the Nazis Month? But you got to trade. You can't pick both. Can't be both. You can get Pride Day for a day. But then the month, though, we spend on that. What do you think of that? They go for it? I'll sign up with that tomorrow. I don't think so. So you see, these people are also frauds on social media when they start with their name calling all the time. So full of it. So full of it. I had a buddy of mine. He went to his daughter in high school went to one of the concentration camps, came home and said, you know, all these years in school, I've been told America is this terrible place. And then you see the pictures of the American soldiers liberating the camps. She said, we're not a bad country. We're not bad people. I think it's part of the reason why they want to just completely change the history of this country. They don't want the positive things America has done to be foremost. And then you hear Joe Biden screaming like a moron in Philadelphia. Well, he always sounds like a moron, but screaming and equating Trump to supporting neo-Nazis and Hitler's language and all the others. And then they twist words, they take words out of context, and they do this all the time. And oh, it's just it's infuriating. Meanwhile, you have a judge now who's turning around and saying, we're going to, for the first time ever, say you could be guilty if you get 4, 4, and 4, because 4 + 4 + 4 = 12. And then that's how you get your guilty verdict. You don't have to have 12 angry men. You just need 4, 4, 4 angry persons. And then that's good enough. The judge has asked the counsel not to leave until the note on Pecker and Cohen's testimony is settled. Excuse me. But the jury has been dismissed, apparently, is what we're getting now. Again, we're getting this because people are in the courtroom and they're sending texts and email messages to people back at Fox News who are then reading those on the air. And that's how we're getting everything that we're getting here, because there are no cameras in the courtroom. This is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today. You'll get a great smile. Two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, New Jersey. Bridget was just there this morning. And Dr. Mike was telling her his theory, which I didn't, you know, I'm not saying that he might have heard it from me. But what happens if Joe Biden pardons Hunter and then has to leave the race because he pardoned his son, being a good dad? I said, wow, I wonder who else had that theory. Me. All right, is Trump walking out of the courthouse now? It looks like he might be. Or I can't tell, Matt. Are they playing B-roll? Do you know what that is?
It's a live shot at the courthouse. You might be a little bit ahead of me. I don't see the Donald just yet.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not live.
That's not live. No. All right. They show some stuff. So I'm guessing that Caroline's still inside. So while we're waiting for that, let's play what he said this morning, because I think it's very, very valid here. Cut number one.
Thank you very much. I would say, in listening to the charges from the judge, who's, as you know, very conflicted and corrupt, because of the confliction, very, very corrupt. Mother Teresa could not beat these charges. These charges are rigged. The whole thing is rigged. The whole country's a mess between the borders and fake elections, and you have a trial like this where the judge is so conflicted he can't breathe. He's got to do his job, and it's not for me, that I can tell you. It's a disgrace, and I mean that. Mother Teresa could not beat those charges, but we'll see. We'll see how we do. It's a very disgraceful situation. Every single legal scholar and expert said this is no case. It shouldn't be brought. And it certainly could have been brought 7 years ago, not in the middle of a presidential election. It was all done by Joe Biden. This judge contributed to Joe Biden. And far worse than that, but I'm not allowed to talk about it because I have a gag order. Far worse than that, by 1,000 times worse than that. The worst I've ever heard, but I can't talk about it. It'll be talked about, but I'm not allowed to talk about it. But it'll be talked about in the history books. What's happening here is weaponization at a level that nobody's seen before, ever. And it shouldn't be allowed to happen. So I'll stay around here. This is 5 weeks. And 5 weeks of really essentially not campaigning, although I took a big lead in the polls over the last few weeks. Something's going on. Because I think the people of this country see that this is a rigged deal. It's a weaponized deal for the Democrats to hit their political opponent. For Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of the United States, he's destroying our country. He's letting millions of people from jails, from prisons, from insane asylums, from mental institutions, drug dealers pour in. Venezuela, if you look at their crime statistics, they've gone down 72% in crime because they're releasing all their criminals into our country because of this horrible president that we have. And then they have a protest of Robert De Niro yesterday. He's a fool. He's a broken down fool standing out there. And he got MAGA'd. He got MAGA'd yesterday. He got a big dose of it. But I just want to say it's a very unfair trial. It should have never happened. If it was going to happen, it should have happened 7 years ago. As you know, Bragg didn't want to bring it. The Southern District didn't bring it. The FEC didn't bring it. This judge didn't even let us use the number one election attorney. He's making the rules. He doesn't know anything about elections. He doesn't know anything about voting and vote counts. He doesn't know anything about this stuff. That's not his profession. We had the leading election expert in the country, Brad Smith, ready to testify. Wouldn't let him do it. They wouldn't let another gentleman who represented, and you know very well, you saw it. It was the worst I think I've ever seen anyone treated on a stand. Bob Costello. Wouldn't let him talk about all of the hundreds of emails that he was sent by a gentleman, another gentleman, who I can't mention because I'm gagged. Every time I speak to you, you ask me simple questions. I'm not allowed to give you the answer because I'm gagged by this judge. But we have a very, very serious problem here. I mean, our country's going bad. And remember, and let me just leave you with this. This is all because of Joe Biden and his, and I don't even think it's him. I don't think he's smart enough to think about it. But it's the people that surround him in the office. They're smart. They're fascists, they're communists, but they're smart. And they're ruining our country. But we're going to win this election. November 5th is going to be the most important day in the history of our country. We're going to take back our country from these fascists and these thugs that are destroying us with inflation and with everything they do, how stupid they are, allowing 15, 16, 17 million people into our country, totally unvetted, totally unchecked. We're going to bring...
You know, the other thing today is that Joe Biden said on The View that if Trump gets to a point, one more Supreme Court justice, we'll lose all our freedoms. Neil Gorsuch, who is by far, I think, one of the absolute greatest Supreme Court justices ever. This is getting no attention, but just since it goes with the theme today of the Sixth Amendment and what's happening. So Neil Gorsuch has railed into Florida's use of six-person juries. The right to a trial by jury was designed to be part of the heart and lungs of liberty enshrined into the Constitution to protect people against being ridden like horses, forced, fleeced like sheep, worked like cattle, and fed and clothed like swine and hogs. It was John Adams who said that. It is, in theory, still supposed to do that, but the founders would likely be dismayed by the ways in which the government has watered down that right since their passing. Supreme Court Neil Gorsuch rebuked on one such way today the use of six-member juries as opposed to the historical practice of 12-person panels. His opinion was pegged to Cunningham v. Florida, a case concerning Florida woman Natoya Cunningham, who was sentenced to 8 years in prison after a six-person jury found her guilty of aggravated battery and retaliation against an informant to whom her nephew sold crack. Florida is one of six other states, the others being Arizona, Connecticut, Indiana, Massachusetts, and Utah, that permits either six or eight-person panels for such criminal trials. The court declined to hear her appeal. Yet it was the Supreme Court itself, Gorsuch noted in his dissent today, and this is from Reason.com, that greenlit governments to shrink juries in its 1970 decision, Williams v. Florida, which initially approved the six-person setup. That revolutionary ruling, Gorsuch said, was an embarrassing mistake that turned its back on the original meaning of the Constitution and centuries of historical practice. The 12-person requirement had indeed been the standard for centuries prior to the High Court's about-face 54 years ago. Now, I want to make something very clear about this. You had a lot of civil liberties groups, a lot of civil libertarian groups wrote amicus briefs, friend of the court briefs in this case. I wonder if they're going to do the same when this case is appealed to the Supreme Court. This notion now that you don't, not only do you not need 12 to say that a person's guilty, but you only need four. Four, four, and four to add up to 12 using three different charges. I wonder if those same people that wrote amicus briefs in that case will come out and write friend of the court briefs on Trump's behalf. I'm just curious about that. We'll see. 855-839-1210. Listen, Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, they do great work for the community out there, and they are our studio sponsor. We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios, and we're so grateful for their support. And if you've been by Cherry Hill Volvo recently, you may have noticed the dealership renovation, and you've certainly noticed the road construction. But once you get past that, you're going to find the dealership is still as comfortable and welcoming as ever, even in trailers. And I can tell you firsthand, because I was just there picking up my new XC60, and it was a great experience. Business is great at Cherry Hill Volvo despite the renovation, but because of the renovation and the road construction, and Judith knows it's a little bit more of a hassle, so she's giving, on top of the amazing, already aggressive promotions and incentives that they're offering at Cherry Hill Volvo, doubling down with renovation specials as well. And if you're a Costco member, you get an additional $1,000 off. That's right, $1,000 off. Relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo, and they always strive to do what is right. They work hard to match you with the perfect Volvo, and they always go the extra mile for their customers. They have an ample inventory, and they're ready to meet you today. So get the luxury vehicle you deserve, a Volvo from Cherry Hill Volvo. Cherry Hill Volvo is right across the bridge. And Judith, Yosef, and the entire team look forward to meeting you. And there's never been a better time to stop by than during the renovation special. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
You know, I can't wait till this is over and we can talk about other things. But in the meantime, I want to get eaten by a shark. I do. Days like today, I want to get eaten by a shark. I just want to swallow me whole and end it. You don't even have to swallow me whole. You can eat me like Quint got eaten at the end of Jaws. It's fine.
That's unpleasant.
I don't mind. Where would I go for that, though?
I think you got to go to Florida.
Well, Florida has been named the state with the biggest shark attacks.
New Jersey was on the list, though.
Well, yeah, because that's where New Jersey, the inspiration for Peter Benchley's novel Jaws was the shark attacks of the 1918 era when Woodrow Wilson sent the Coast Guard out to try to kill it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You got to read the book. There's a book called, what's the name of it? Escaping me. Someone's going to tweet me and tell me the name of the book. It's a great book. It's all about the shark attacks in Jersey.
Interesting.
There's a great white shark, and the Manasquan River actually was where a person was eaten to death by a shark. That was Benchley's novel, but he changed it from Jersey to Massachusetts for whatever reason.
Hmm. Well,
it's a great book, by the way.
In case you were wondering, the number of unprovoked shark attacks in New Jersey since 1837 is only 16.
Yeah.
It's on the list, but... I mean, Florida's far and away number one, 928.
Yeah, but the reason why the Jersey ones stand out is because the shark killed those people. Like, you know, I'm not talking about a low-energy shark bite where you get to show everybody your shark wound for the rest of your life.
So you're saying the Florida sharks, they're just, like, taking a nibble and basically letting you go?
Like, the Jersey shark, it's a Jersey shark. It eats, you know, it's like, I'm not stopping, I'm just not chomping an ankle. I'm eating the whole thing. You know what I mean? So
Delaware has five. I would have thought there'd be more, though, since 1837.
I would have thought there'd be more just simply because Delaware has no sales tax. I figured the Great White Sharks would like that.
They pick up a TV, take a swimmer as their victim. Yeah.
I mean, why not, you know?
That makes sense.
I never get worried by shark attacks, but the United States is but apparently we are the world's leader. But Australia is number seven, second place. But Australia has that one spot where all the great white sharks are. Nobody goes swimming there because it's where all the great sharks. That's why their numbers are not as high, because their people are on to the sharks.
I was wondering that. I think I agree with your theory, because Massachusetts, I mean, I've gone to the Jersey Shore a million times. I've never seen a shark even once. Massachusetts, they have signs everywhere on Cape Cod about great white attack warnings. So I think people are more aware of the shark attacks and maybe steer clear of the area.
Probably.
Our numbers might be a little inflated, yeah.
It's very, very possible. But who knew Florida had that? I mean, even the sharks want to go to Florida now. Even they're like, I'm getting the hell out of the Northeast. I'm going down to Florida. It's much more freedom down here.
They like Ron DeSantis.
See, he brings business to Florida and sharks. Look at that, huh? Look at that. What else did I want to mention too? There's another thing here. This is a non-Trump trial related, because we're going to probably get back to that in just a moment. This is a TikTok user. This also makes me want to get eaten by a shark. This is a video courtesy of End Wokeness on X. So let me set the stage for you.
Do we have to play this?
Yeah, we do.
It's so gross.
I know, but you know, as painful as it is, it's not nearly as painful as this trial.
I don't know. This actually might be close.
I'm intrigued. So,
let me set the stage for you. This is a man who is going on about how you can lactate your coconuts, or what he has got, and he's holding two coconuts in his hand to explain this process. All right? And this person's allowed to drive an automobile. I'm just pointing that out. I'm just making that point. Cut 19.
You know, it sounds crazy, but trans women can produce milk to feed a baby. Here's how. Step one, you must grow your coconuts. After about 3 to 5 years of estrogen, you will have fully functional milk ducts from which you can feed a baby. So once your coconuts are grown, it is time to start producing milk. Now, normally getting pregnant would trigger milk production, but since trans women can't get pregnant, we must do it another way. Turns out this is not all that difficult to
do. Stop it! Stop it! Stop! Since trans women can't get pregnant because they're not, what's the word for it? Women. Okay. Just wanted to point that out. All right, keep going.
Just add a few extra hormones and supplements and pump your coconuts regularly and you will start producing milk. Now, I can already see the criticisms, the comments coming through. There's no way this milk is safe to drink or nutritious or healthy, but it is scientifically proven to be. The one caveat is that a trans woman might not be able to produce enough milk to feed the baby, but what is produced is healthy and can always be supplemented with formula. Ultimately, the act of feeding your child yourself is affirming to anyone, not just trans people. It also helps the child form a secure attachment to their parent. And for the record, I have no interest in having kids or producing milk. I just think it's cool that you can do this in the first place.
Of course, he's drinking milk while he's...
Of course. Yeah. I mean, this is when I say I want to get eaten by a shark and just end it. You know what I mean?
I'll head to Florida with you, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yes. The woman who played the first victim in Jaws just died. Thanks to Timothy for sending that my way. Yeah. Remember the gorgeous woman who goes swimming at night and the dude's on the beach and he passes out?
Yeah.
And she gets eaten by a shark?
Yeah.
She just died, that actress.
I read about that. I saw the way that they shot that scene is terrifying. So they had her, like, I guess, tied, some sort of, like, rope. I don't know what it was exactly. But they had divers underneath her. And in order to make it look like she was being thrashed left and right and pulled underwater, they would just yank her all over the place. But she didn't know when she was going to get dunked. So she was basically, like, breathing in water and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, it sounds horrifying. That's scarier than the shark attack, perhaps.
I mean, that's no.
I wouldn't say getting mock drowned by, you know, the stage crew is actually scarier than a shark attack.
I think it's scarier because if you get killed by a shark, there's like dignity in that, I think.
Dignity?
Yeah, I feel like, oh, wow.
What, do you get a Medal of Honor?
He fought a shark. He didn't win, but he tried his best.
I think if you were to do a poll, would you rather be eaten to death by a shark or have a couple, you know, stagehand divers, you know, mess with you a little bit and then launch your acting career in one of the greatest movies ever made? I think most people with a brain would choose that second option. And if not, they're drinking that guy's coconut milk.
No way. I'm with the sharks. I'm taking the sharks.
Okay, dude.
They just bite you once and let you free most of the time.
Well, that's...
I still don't want that. I'd still take the movie career.
Same here. I'm afraid I get stage fright. I think I'd rather just deal with
it. Well, you are a giant coward, but I guess somehow the idea of getting eaten to death by a great white shark doesn't throw you off,
huh? People say, like, the greatest fear you can have is public speaking, and death is second.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld had a great joke about that. He said, that means that most people would rather be in the casket than giving the eulogy. Which is a quote that I put in my book, The Seven Principles of Public Speaking. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, shameless plug. Why did I just do that? I did that because there's a book coming out this August. It's called Out of the Shadows, My Life Inside the Wild World of Hunter Biden. And the publisher of that is Skyhorse Publishing. That's my publisher. Oh, and the book's author is Hunter Biden's gumad, London Roberts, the former stripper who shares daughter Navy Joan Roberts with Hunter Biden. It's a tell-all memoir dealing with her time with the younger Biden, and it's scheduled for release during the 2024 Democrat National Convention. Out of the Shadows, My Life Inside the Wild World of Hunter Biden. DeSantis, you got how many months now to work on this?
I think I can pull this one off.
This one you got to pull off.
I have very low expectations for my own performance.
Yeah, so why'd you set one?
I feel like I can do this one. I feel confident.
I mean, if you can't get London Roberts on to promote her new book, that is literally the same publishing house that publishes my book, you're just completely useless and you should be eaten to death by a shark.
I'm going to give this one the Matt DeSantis guarantee.
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy. Well, then the Zioli army will have to step in and save you like they did last time with Tulsi Gabbard
and
start tweeting her to get her to come on the show.
No, this is the Matt DeSantis guarantee. London Roberts will be on the Rich Zioli show.
All right. Good. Let's do a book event with her.
Well,
let's do a Politics and Pints with London Roberts.
Well, I didn't give you that guarantee.
Throw it out there. It's offer Skyhorse Publishing the first chance to do the Politics and Pints with London Roberts. Look, I love a good stripper tell-all book. Sorry, I had a little thing in my throat. Bad time for a cough. I had to hit the mute button. I love a good stripper .. tell-all book. So,
you think there's going to be pictures?
I hope not.
A picture book?
Yeah.
Like a pop-up?
Oh, that'd be even better.
I'd rather see a shark attack than see those pictures. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm definitely team shark attack on that one, too.
No, but you tell I'm a London Roberts fan. This woman has a child. She kept the child. She was raising this baby by herself, and she gets no help from the deadbeat dad. They had to go to court to get him to cough up any money. And the poor kid is completely ignored by her grandparents, the president of the United States and the first lady of the United States, who pretend like she does not exist. I feel bad for her. I really do. I feel bad for that little girl. She's an innocent little girl. She didn't do anything wrong. And the Biden family treats her like she doesn't exist. That's why they wouldn't do the Christmas stockings at the White House this year. They did them at Camp David, where nobody gets to see. Because last year, two Christmases ago, they had all the stockings for their grandkids, and they didn't have the little Navy. They didn't have her up there. See? They're monsters. I'm telling you, they're freaking monsters.
And not allowed to use the Biden last name either.
Right. They will not let her use the Biden last name, even though she is the spawn of Hunter Biden. And they will not, they won't let her use the Biden name. Imagine if there was a situation where Trump was denying his biological granddaughter. She'd be a hero. The little girl would be on every show. The corporate media is complicit in denying that this woman exists. So they'll shred this book and they'll do everything they can to try to stop it and the publication of it. And so you get her on the show. We'll do Politics and Pints with her. Speaking of Politics and Pints, tomorrow we have a big announcement of our next Politics and Pints with a big author. I can't tell you who. And I certainly did not spoil it last week when I said who it was. Okay?
No, don't worry about it. I dumped the entire 10 minutes you talked about it last week, so there's no chance anyone in the audience knows who it is.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. And his name does not rhyme with back bar. What?
Why'd you do it again?
What?
It's bad enough you spilled the beans last week.
You said it doesn't. It doesn't rhyme.
I just said it doesn't rhyme with back bar.
Okay.
That kind of does, I guess, actually, if you think about it. I'm not good with rhymes. I'm more of a haiku guy than a rhyming. You know what I mean? So
you should write a haiku then.
I should write a haiku about it. That's what I'll do. I like stripper tell all books. 855-839-1210. It's amazing when you gotta hit the mic button at the most awkward times. Listen, Emmons Roofing and Siding is my go-to for all of our home improvement needs, and they should be yours as well. Have you reached out to Emmons yet? Well, listen, they understand how tough the economy is right now. That's why they're giving each and every one of my listeners 10% off. 10% off roofing, siding, Anderson window replacement. Can't beat it. Emmons is the absolute best, and protection and peace of mind for your home are paramount. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. Because with Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in your area. Now, you need to know, I've used Emmons for literally every project. They just replaced two doors in my new home. They replaced our entire roof in our old home. They replaced skylights for me. We did our bathroom. I use Emmons for every project because they're the absolute best. And they serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So how's that shore home doing? Reach out to Emmons today. Stephanie and Matt are my good friends, and they know the economy's tough. That's why they're offering this 10% inflation relief discount on all these projects. Call them today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677, or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, so here's the latest on the trial. We're awaiting the former and future President Donald Trump to come and speak outside the courthouse. We're also awaiting Caroline Leavitt, who's the Trump national spokeswoman, to also speak. They're still in court. The jury has been dismissed for the day. Deliberations will continue tomorrow. There will not be a verdict today, as the jury has been sent home. All right, that's the latest right now. As I said at the beginning of the show, it is unconscionable what this judge is allowing by saying that you can have four people agree Trump is guilty on one, four people who say Trump's guilty on number two, four people who say Trump's guilty on number three. Add them together, you get 12, and there's a unanimous verdict. It's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. And I don't know if it's going to withstand Supreme Court scrutiny, because unfortunately, the court refused to hear the case out of Florida, where only six jurors convicted a woman. And this is where I always remind my fellow conservative friends that you got to be real careful whenever you weaken the standards of the Constitution, because you know somebody's guilty, or you think the crime is so egregious, or whatever it is, because eventually it will be weaponized and used against you for political purposes. And we have to learn our lesson on this. I can't say it enough. Have to learn our lesson. But thankfully, Justice Gorsuch wrote a dissent in that, saying that the American jury system is designed to be 12 people. 12 people unanimous with a guilty verdict. Not six, not eight, and certainly not this 4 + 4 + 4 = 12 combination that this judge is allowing in New York. The problem is, ever since the Supreme Court in the 1970s lowered the standard from 12, you've had this notion of 12 angry men go away. 12 angry persons, excuse me. So we got to get back to that, and hopefully this will be a wake-up call. This case in New York, hopefully this will be a wake-up call. But either way, whether it's 6 or 8 or 12, it's supposed to be unanimous on a single count. You can't do, well, three. If you have a six-person jury, which I don't agree with, it should be 12. But if you have six, you should not be able to say, well, three think that on the first count he's guilty, but on the second count, the other three think he's guilty. Therefore, 3 + 3 = 6. Therefore, he's guilty. That's not how it's supposed to work. Just to get a unanimous verdict on one particular count It doesn't matter if you don't get it on the other counts, but you have to have at least one unanimous jury decision on one count, not piece and parsemeal to add up to 12. You don't get to do it that way. The other thing, too, that infuriates me about this entire process is that the judge's instructions, he basically conceded to the jury that he thinks Trump committed election law violations. And he would not allow Trump to have a defense witness who would be able to go and refute that. That's outrageous. That's just completely outrageous. And so this case has just gotten to be such an absolute joke. But I'll tell you one thing that you should know is that Trump made the point of saying recently he's willing to prosecute Dr. Anthony Fauci for lying to Congress. And he was speaking in a chat with Tim Pool, a podcaster. And he said, I give power to governors. I believe in federalism. But when it comes to the statutes of limitation for lying to Congress, those statutes of limitation are quite long with regards to Fauci and lying. And we still have to get to the bottom of all of the FOIA revelations of everything that Anthony Fauci and his little minions were trying to hide from the American people. You know exactly where it leads. I know where it leads to. It leads right to the lab, right to Wuhan, right to gain-of-function research. No question about it. Here's what Trump said regarding that. Cut number 8.
At the Libertarian Party National Convention, they had one of their, one of their presidential nominees said he wants to see Fauci, the heads of Moderna, Pfizer, Biden, and you locked up for what happened during COVID. I don't agree with them, but there is a big sentiment. Elon Musk tweeted, prosecute Fauci. Fauci lied to Congress about the gain-of-function research that was going on, and now we have testimony.
Well,
that
I'm the one that stopped the funding, and this was funding from before me. I'm the one that stopped the funding. Fauci wasn't a big player in my administration like he was after I left. I mean, Biden made him the king of everything, and if you take a look at that, Fauci was not the big player with me that he was. And in fact, I did things that he didn't want to do. He wanted to keep it open to China. I said, you got to close it to China because it was all coming out of China. It was coming out of Wuhan, which I said right at the beginning. The other thing is, and what people don't realize, I believe in federalism. I gave the power to governors. Some governors did a great job. In all cases, they were Republicans. And some, like in South Carolina, Henry McMaster, kept everything open. Others didn't. The Democrats did a bad job, very bad job. But basically, I gave that power over the states. I gave it to the governor. I gave it back to the states. And I think it's something which, when people realize that, it's something that they respect.
Will there be accountability for the lying to Congress when you get to appoint your new AG?
Yeah, and we'll take a look at statute of limitations because, you know, the statute of limitations are quite long. And we're going to be looking at that very seriously. Yeah.
Now, Jeffrey Sachs came out. It was a conversation with Tucker Carlson. He's a Columbia University economist. He's been on the show before. He's been on my show before. He outlined information uncovered by whistleblowers and the Freedom of Information disclosures, suggesting that the authors of an influential 2020 paper, this is known as the Great Barrington Declaration, had a natural origin, privately believed the virus was man-made. I'm sorry, this is not the Great Barrington. I'm confusing the two. This was the declaration that was sent out by Fauci and his minions to come out and say that the virus came from a lab and came from nature. I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted because there's more breaking news coming out. So, you know what I'll do? I'll hold off on this. We'll take a quick break. We'll see if the future president comes out to speak, and Caroline Leavitt, too. There's going to be a lot of jump balls in the air today, tomorrow, and Friday, assuming that there's no verdict reached. It's just going to be the nature of the show the next couple days. I love it. Believe me, you know that. It's why I wanted to be back in the afternoons. I love the breaking news. I thrive off it. I enjoy it. I love getting first crack at this stuff. I do. I love it. To me, it is such a joy to be able to share in the news with you and get the ability to give my first analysis of it before everybody else, the backbenchers, just kidding, that's Mark Levin's term, when everybody else does it, and you've already heard it a million times. So it's part of what I love. But nevertheless, the flow of the show in on days like today is going to be a little different. Just has to be. It's the nature of the beast. And not many hosts could be able to handle. But since I have the attention span of a gnat, I'm actually better on days like today because I can handle distractions all over the place. I literally have two TVs on right now in the Zioli Compound studio, two different shows, one Fox News, one is local CBS in Philadelphia. And I'm also watching on YouTube, and I'm also reading comments that are coming in on social media. Most brains can't handle that, but my brain is so easily distracted, somehow it all comes together. Don't ask how, I have no idea. But nevertheless, we got a big 5 o'clock hour coming up, including 30 minutes of nonstop talk for you, and we'll check in with the Trump campaign. Hopefully, we'll be able to do that if he ever gets out of court. The jury's been dismissed for the day. They'll resume tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. So as I was saying before, Emmons Roofing and Siding is your go-to company, and Matt and Stephanie, my great friends, would love for you to reach out to them today. They're offering a 10% off discount, 10% off to each and every one of my listeners throughout the entire region and all the work they do. Roofing, Anderson Windows, siding, and doors. You're going to love the great work of Emmons. You're going to love the fact you're saving 10% off. And you're going to love the fact that these are good people who are going to make sure the job is done right, it stays on budget, and that you're happy with the work. That's the Emmons difference. So just go to emmonsroofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com, or give them a call. They'll be happy to take care of you. If you got a Jersey Shore house, don't wait. Reach out to them today. 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677. Or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding. Make sure you tell them I sent you. emmonsroofing.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. And on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.